Well, it's Monday. Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a great Labor Day. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's a look at your sports. Well, you put nearly 87,000 fans cheering for a pretty good football team, and you got what you got last night at Kyle Field, the 8th-ranked Aggies scoring 26 unanswered points. And they beat the SMU Mustangs 46-14 in their season opener after a couple of interceptions by Stephen Campbell and Trent Hutter led to short fields and two first-quarter touchdowns. The Mustangs changed quarterbacks, and they changed their offensive punch. They scored on two straight possessions, but the Aggies scored a third time in between for a 20-14 lead, and then it was all A&M after that. All A&M and the crowd, that is. Here's Trent Hunter.
You walk out in front of that many people, you know, it sets the tempo for the game. You know, it was loud out there, and it gets guys fired up, and we, you know, the Wrecking Crew or our defense, you know, we feed off that, and having that crowd out there like that waving towels and stuff is just, it gets us ready to play. And that opening kickoff, it got louder than, I think, in Nebraska last year.
Cyrus Gray and Christian Michael scored two touchdowns each, and Ryan Swope and Hudson Prelew caught TD passes, and Randy Bullock added two field goals for the Aggies. Ryan Tannehill talked about the pass to Prelew.
I caught him in a coverage. They brought a blitz, and we're rotating coverages back. It's actually a blitz that our defense brings all the time, so being able to see that in practice really helped me out there. Hudson ran a great route, beat the linebacker down the middle, and was able to stay on his feet when he got collision and get in the end zone. So it was just a great play by Hudson, and the offensive line for giving me time. You know, they brought some pressure there. I alerted Cyrus. He came across and picked up the safety, and the offensive line gave me time to throw.
Aggie offense piled up 458 yards with Ryan Tannehill getting 246 and no interceptions. Gray rushed for 132, his 8th straight game over 100 yards. And Swope had his 4th straight 100-yard receiving game. Mike Sherman thanking the fans.
Almost 90,000 people in the stands cheering and yelling and screaming for you. I mean, that was a special atmosphere today, and our fans really stepped up to the plate. Can't thank them enough for the atmosphere that they create, not just for our players, but for the recruits we bring here, and it makes a significant difference when they come in here and they see the family atmosphere that we have here in Aggieland that's second to none.
Aggies have next weekend off before hosting Idaho a week from Saturday. The Big 12 went a perfect 10-0 on the opening weekend, the biggest win coming for Baylor Friday night over 14th-ranked TCU. But there was news off the field this weekend, and the exodus from the Big 12 got more legs. Oklahoma, Texas, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State are reportedly considering leaving the Big 12 and possibly joining the Pac-12. Oklahoma started the headlines when its president said that they would decide in the next 3 weeks what they'll do. Of course, A&M has already told the Big 12 they're looking for a new league, and their application to the Southeastern Conference is expected to be submitted, if it hasn't already, and voted on by the SEC soon. The Aggie soccer team is on the pitch today for a Labor Day special at 1:30. They'll take on McNeese State and are hoping that families come out. An adult ticket gets you up to 4 kids' tickets for free. The Aggies are looking to even their record at 3-3 after they shut out Dartmouth Friday night 3-0. Congratulations to A&M's Jessica Beard. She brings back a gold medal from the World Games in South Korea as part of the 1,600-meter relay team. Leroy Selman, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Hall of Fame defensive end who teamed with his brothers to create a dominant defensive front and led Oklahoma to back-to-back national champions, has died. He died Sunday, 2 days after being hospitalized for a stroke. He was just 56. Selman and his brother Dewey were chosen as All-Americans in 1975 when the Sooners won their second straight championship under Barry Switzer. They followed older brother Lucius to Oklahoma, and the three played together during the 73 season. Switzer once called Leroy Selman the greatest player he had ever coached. Josh Hamilton's bases-loaded triple capped a 7-run sixth inning yesterday as the Texas Rangers topped the Boston Red Sox 11-4. Ian Kinsler added a home run and drove in 3 runs for the Rangers. Matt Harrison pitched 7 strong innings for his 11th win of the season. The Angels won, so Texas still up by 3.5 in the American League West with 21 games left to play. Texas at Tampa Bay for 3 starting today. Sean Markham allowed just 1 hit over 7 innings yesterday as the Milwaukee Brewers shut out the Astros 4-0. Astros at 93 losses now. They'll be at Pittsburgh tonight. Heavy rains in the Atlanta area has postponed NASCAR Sprint Cup race scheduled for Sunday night. The race is now scheduled to be run tomorrow at 10 a.m. Casey Kane will have the pole. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Have a great Labor Day.